Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON. Why is Russell Wilson being instructed to never listen to country music again? We've got a bone to pick with his mental therapist.
It's his mental,
mental conditioning coach. You're right. His name is Trevor. John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON.
And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and this was the quote that bothered us.
We talk about the consumption of negativity in any form. What I listen to, what I watch, what I consume. Country music is great, but it's so negative that, you know, we don't want to have that really dictating our internal ad campaign.
Okay. Yeah. Now listen.
Well, we're a little bothered by that.
Big difference between sad and negative.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brett. It's John and Tammy calling from KSON. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. It's nice to meet you. Brett is a physical therapist with Longevity Physical Therapy who actually worked with Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, a.k.a. the man who's been instructed to never listen to country because it's too negative. Does Russell seem like a negative Nelly to you? He always seems like a kind of a positive guy.
You know what's interesting is he's probably the most positive person I've ever worked with. Everything about him is positive. I know that he works very closely with Trevor, his coach, to make sure that everything in his life is positive. So, no, there's nothing about Russell that comes across as negative at all.
And that's why we're concerned that Russell's not allowed to listen to country music because his mental health conditioning coach, Trevor, feels that it's too negative. And we want to dispel that myth.
There's a song called I Love This Life by Lo Cash. Pretty much pumps sunshine into your veins through the speakers of your radio, through your stereo, through your headphones. So we want to write the world's most positive country song in that kind of style.
I understand, you know, this is very important. Headspace, especially in sports, is important.
Right.
So since we want to write the world's most positive country song, what are some very positive words that you would use to describe Russell?
Oh, gosh. Encouraging. Relatable. I think he's one of the most, having worked with different professional athletes, he's probably the most relatable professional athlete. Outgoing. Friendly. Inspired.
Nice.
There you go. See, these are some great words, and these will all help us out to write the world's most positive country song.
We want to prove to Russell Wilson, and more, you know, more specifically
more to Trevor.
Yeah. That we can be very positive by writing the world's most positive country song. I mean, for all we know, Russell Wilson doesn't even listen to country.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you one thing. Russell is a very strong man of faith. He's a strong Christian. So I know that, you know, that to him is very important. And if there's going to be something that's written about Russell, I think that helps define him. And I think that's where he gets a lot of his positivity.
Faith is brought up a lot in country music as well. So,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So we can totally incorporate that. All right. So we have our ideas now for the song that we can do that.
I don't want to say we're going to guarantee anything here, but I can see maybe another ring or two on Russell's finger
after
he hears the world's most positive country song.
I love it. I love it. All right. Honey, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to help us here. We really do appreciate your time.
You got it. Good luck with everything. I hope you guys have some fun.
We will. We'll send you the song as well when it's done, okay?
I would love that. That'd be great.
All right, perfect.
We appreciate it, pal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brett actually trained Russell Wilson, so he would know. And he also knows Trevor. Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, so here's the deal. 8:40. We're going to discuss with our musician writing the world's most positive country song. Maybe
This will get to Russell Wilson himself. I'd pumping through his helmet during a game.
Mm-hmm.
John Tammy in the morning on KSON. We were very concerned when we heard Russell Wilson's trainer, Trevor, say this about country music.
We talk about the consumption of negativity in any form. What I listen to, what I watch, what I consume. Country music is great, but it's so negative that, you know, we don't want to have that really dictating our internal ad campaign.
Well, when we need a favor, when it comes to writing positive, great music, we go to our friend, Davey Rocket. Davey was last year just on Valentine's Day, reigniting a couple that just needed a spark or two. Davey, good morning, my friend.
Speaking of love, good morning, my darlings.
So, Davey, of course, also wrote a wonderful birthday song for John. You're just really good. You're really fun. You bring such a good vibe to everything. And we thought that you would be the perfect musician to help us write the world's most positive country song so that Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is allowed to listen to country.
Yeah, we know you were alarmed as we were, Davey, when you heard that his, quote, mental conditioning coach, Trevor, said that he was not allowed to listen to country, he being Russell Wilson, because country music was too negative.
We have a problem with that.
I don't think anybody will forget where they were when they got that news.
You're right. You're exactly right. It's one of those moments that we'll always remember. So, Davey, we've kind of assigned you a pretty difficult task. We've sent you the audio.
Yeah, this is a tall order.
Right. We've sent you the audio of what Russell's trainer had to say. We talked to Brett, his trainer, an hour ago or so, and he says that Russell's full of positivity and listed some wonderful traits. Russell's a strong Christian. Russell is a very
good guy. He's a positive guy.
There's so much that we can relate to. There's a lot of relatability for John and I with Russell Wilson, we are from Wisconsin originally before we moved out here to California. Russell Wilson was a Wisconsin Badger. Also, Russell's father played for the Sandy Chargers. He was a wide receiver for the San Diego Chargers. So there's a little connection to San Diego there. Yeah.
Listen to you all knowledgeable about the NFL.
Wow. Go, Tammy.
You've got more than enough, I would say, material, Davey Rocket, to go ahead and write with the world's most positive country song. May we promise KSON that we'll debut this tomorrow morning?
I'm ready to make that guarantee. Let's do it.
Okay.
I love it. We really look forward to hearing the world's most positive country song when it's done.
I look forward to hearing it too.
Well, we got big plans for it, Davey, because usually you come here, we do your thing, you plug your appearance, and you're on your way. We're going to try to get this to Russell. We're going to try to put this to every media outlet and maybe other country stations across America to prove that we are not negative. Sure, a song can make you think, can make you sad once in a while, but that's not negative. My friends, that's what we call life. All right, so here it is. It's official. Davey Rocket's on board. We are going to change the mindset of not only a potential Hall of Fame quarterback, but mental conditioning coach Trevor.
And tomorrow at this exact same time, we will debut the world's most positive country song. We will put it out on social media. We will tag Russell Wilson. We will tag Trevor. We'll tag everyone so that they can share.
That's right. We're coming for you, Trevor.
In a nice way.
In a nice way.
Remember, we're writing positivity. Davey Rocket, until tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.